This is the city. Lovell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Ross reporting on a Monday as we have items sent to us from the Lovell Chronicle, their September 17th edition, covering the Lovell Police Department for the weeks of September 7th through the 13th. They include a 28-year-old out of Lovell arrested on a warrant from Bighorn County. So, probation violation. Didn't hide out in another area. Hit out in front of the Lovell cops. So,
I'm across the county line. They'll never find me.
Yeah. September 12th, two local senior citizens understood by Lovell police to have a long-lasting feud between themselves spotted each other at the Red Apple and engaged in a heated verbal exchange. I don't like you. The two engaged in mutually insulting each other before they both took out their cell phones and began taking photos of each other. Don't capture my image! The two separated and both called dispatch to report the other individual in connection to the dispute. They're both on the phone at the same time. Officers arrived on the scene after speaking with both individuals were unable to determine any criminal conduct. They're just raising a stink at the Red Apple and taking each other's picture.
We've been feuding since 1915.
Oh.
What are you doing at the Red Apple?
That does it. I'm going to take your picture.
No.
Ow.
I take your picture back.
Now I'm calling the police. Now I'm calling them. Also, officers responded to a ready report regarding a brown pickup pulling a flatbed trailer heading toward Lovell on Highway 310. Officers were unable to locate the vehicle. So, drunken trailering. There you go. Yeah.
Don't drink and trailer.
That's fun stuff. September 13th, officers received a report of a possible hit and run regarding a trailer that had sustained damage within the last 24 hours on West 3rd. Lovell police are working to get surveillance video of the incident. The case remains under investigation. Sometimes the people across the street have a camera.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Also, a 33-year-old out of Lovell arrested by Lovell police. Outstanding warrant.
No.
You can't hide out in Lovell. Police report headline, officers respond to public spat in the Red Apple. So the discussion turned to an argument, and then a spat broke out.
Quit your spatting.
Yeah, there's a bunch of spatters in the Red Apple parking lot. A gaggle of spatters. Let's go to the sheriff's report. On September 8th, resident Road 2 in Deaver reported to deputies that his hemp field had been destroyed after an unknown person disked the field without permission. The case is under investigation. Usually, farmers have plenty to do on their own instead of going after someone else's field. So,
and
it's probably the person who has a disc that's the one that's responsible. So I'm not pointing fingers, but might be that guy. Also, deputies received report of a white car on Highway 14A West following vehicles very closely and cutting off other vehicles. Deputies responded to the scene, unable to locate the vehicle. So they followed someone out of the area. So, September 9th, deputies responded to Road 11 near Lovell after a wife attempted to report her husband for trespassing. When after a dispute, the husband keyed her truck as he left the property. Well, that'll take care of things.
This'll fix everything.
Yeah. So, but they're still married, though.
Well,
but he's trespassed. So, and that was not part of the wedding vows, I'm guessing. Also, a mother on East Riverview Avenue in Byron reported there was an unknown elderly man chasing after and yelling at her children. The children were unable to give a description of the elderly man to deputies. What did he look like? He was old. Deputies were unable to locate any suspicious elderly males nearby the scene. So it's your typical lineup of suspicious elderlies, right?
Huh, yeah.
Chasing the children, yelling at them. You kids. Also, deputies were called to North Bighorn Street in Byron after receiving reports of a small white car with stripes painted on it and loud exhaust racing up and down the street on the wrong side of the road. Deputies patrol the area and unable to locate the vehicle. What the heck happened in Byron? I mean, that was where you did not do anything wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
In Byron.
This kid raced around going, "Wee, we're in England."
Yeah. And he's on the wrong side of the street. And he's loud, making noise, and no Byron cop? Oh, I'd have to look into that. Also, on September 12th, the party held at the intersections of South Pryor and East Riverview in Byron caused multiple individuals to call reporting a disturbance caused by loud music. After a third visit by deputies, the partygoers succeeded in keeping their music down to an appropriate volume. You think after two, you'd start writing out some tickets.
Yeah.
So it's going to rain tickets here. But nope, it took a third visit. So then they said, okay, we'll turn it down. So, and again.
You guys aren't going to stop coming over, are you?
Yeah.
No.
And again, lawlessness in Byron. So. On September 14th, deputies received a report from Benchview Lane near Lovell after a juvenile's brown Chevy Impala was discovered to have been broken into. Some items appeared to have been taken. The case remains under investigation. A juvenile's brown Chevy Impala. So, headline, unknown elderly male reported as chasing children through the neighborhood. Then you get the spat at the Red Apple. The elderly are on the loose, Russ.
And they are not happy.
They are not happy at anything. Let's go over to Powell and find out what happened. They include a welfare check, Avenue C. Harvey advised she would like her brothers checked on, as she knows that they have been arguing recently. Officers responded, advised they were involved in an argument last night or this morning, and they separated into two different buildings. Disposition assistance, Kevin. Different buildings, Russ. They separated. Not in the same building.
You go to the garage.
Yeah.
No.
Other law violation, West 7th. Harp advised there were solicitors from Oregon at her door. They became highly agitated and aggressive about the lack of Black Lives Matter movement in the area. They're agitated. White people, agitated, Russ. RP didn't appreciate them trying to confront her at her residence. Asked them to leave. Officers responded, tried to locate the individuals. They were not seen in the area or other elderly subdivisions. Disposition gone on arrival. So they were agitated and aggressive, like they're from Oregon.
Well, if you were from Oregon, you'd be agitated.
Yeah,
too.
You would
so
be.
Where did this happen? This was in Lovell? Or
no, this is in Powell. On
7th
Street.
Powell.
Yeah, in the elderly subdivision. So.
Well, you know, this is the center for Black Lives Matter for the
right
country,
here
right here in Powell. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and they come from Oregon to spread their agitations and aggressiveness. So.
And wood smoke.
Yeah. Suspicious activity, alley, South Gilbert. RB advised there was a male in her son's garage and was asking him about his motorcycle. Officers responded, contacted the individual, advised that he wanted more information about the motorcycle because he was looking to buy one in the future. Now it's a crime. Disposition completed.
Well, it is if you just walk in uninvited.
Yeah. So, but this guy's walking up the alley, and, yeah, so he's in the garage, I suppose, so... A traffic complaint, North Division, received a complaint of a vehicle that pulled out in front of her going very fast. Now it's all over the road. RP advised that this happened about 5 minutes ago. Officers responded, vehicle was gone on arrival because it was moving. So.
Yeah, at even 5 minutes. I mean,
yeah.
How far can you go in 5 minutes? Pretty far.
Yeah. A traffic stop on South Day. Traffic stop performed. Driver issued a warning for driver without headlights. Passenger issued a warning for possession of tobacco. Both drivers and passenger issued citation for underage drinking. Citation issued. This occurring at It was about 9:30 at a little after 9 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. So they're out and about, Russ, on the weekend. So time to have fun. You got some drinks? Yeah, I got the smokes. Okay. Disturbance, Bismarck Court. RP advised that there were a few teens making noise and refused to leave. Officers responded, advised teens gone on arrival. So even teens will react when you say, I'm calling the police. Okay, sure. Go ahead. We're not leaving. And then let's get out of here.
Oh, wait, he's really doing it.
Yeah. Traffic complaint, dirt lot beside South Ferris Street. We're getting a lot of my mail there. I'd be advised there's a truck spinning, peeling out, and breaking things. Officer responded, requested a case for property damage, disposition, C case. And then disturbance on Avenue G. I'd be advised that her neighbor is very angry, and she can't figure out if he's inside or outside. Officers responded and asked him to stop yelling and go back inside. Officers will go back and speak to him again when he is more sober. Disposition completed. So more sober means less drunk. Yeah. When he's less drunk is what they're trying to do. Disposition completed. This at 6:05 a.m.
Oh, jeez.
So
either an overachiever from the night before or highly motivated to get things started early.
Early starting drunk and screaming. And this on a Saturday morning at 6 o'clock. Oh, to live on Avenue G, Russ. The old guy getting drunk and yelling. So, anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center, where Tim's proud to say he's a happy old man over there at Aldridge's. So, not arguing with anybody.
Nope, no feuds.
Nope. Anyway, appreciate the Lovell Police. The Bighorn County Sheriff and the POW Police for today's Police Blotter report.